This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Blissed? Here we go. Your dial set correctly to USA Prepares. Thank you for being in class with us today. Dr. Shuley's with us. Dr. Shuley, are you blissed?
Yes.
Are you at your office or are you at the farm?
I'm at the office.
Okay. Let me just do a little bit of housekeeping here. So, class, if you'd like to call us, we'll pay for the call, 866-582-9933. 866-582-9933. Telephone, listen line, 712-770-9418. 712-770-9418. That's provided by Global Star. Jason is engineering the broadcast in Minnesota. Thank you, Jason. And I wanted to mention, I think it'd be nice if we had a Corona panic update, kind of like man and woman on the street. So if you see something and you'd like to call us, something that you've observed, something that is, you know, accurate, something that you can say for sure, bona fide information, you can call us and let us know.
I never knew you were such a character. To suggest that there's some one fact that is absolutely unequivocally correct.
Yeah. Well, this, I got to tell you, Dr. Shuley, this thing is really unfolding very, very quickly. So I wanted to ask you first, if it's all right with you, have you had any observations, discussions with, you know, anyone whom you have come in contact with that you can share with us? You know, I don't want you to divulge medical secrets or, you know, private information, but just generally, are people saying anything that's catching your attention? Are you observing things that that catch your attention?
Well, what I observe is conflict and discrepancies and variations on a theme. In other words, from the beginning, I haven't seen anything that makes me think it's a straight story.
Okay, so I think what you're saying is the numbers keep changing, different sources, different numbers, different rates of communication, meaning the R-naught factor, things like that. Is that what you're saying?
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, Dr. Shuley, I was getting into the studio this morning, and I was trying to fit my headphones on, and I have not had a haircut in months, so I look like... So I look like, if you watch some of the old series, Columbo, my hair is as long as his. If you look at the Beatles when they first came out, about maybe a little longer than that. And if you look at Little House on the Prairie, Michael Landon, like that. That's what my hair looks like. And I'm very concerned about people going to get haircuts for a couple reasons. One, if they get a haircut, it looks like everything's okay and they're well off, and they may become victims of, you know, people who say, you know, you got more than I got, so I want what you got. I'm concerned about that.
Well, my regular barber's closed. I know there is one open in Pleasant Hope, but I'm not willing to go over there and get contaminated with other people.
Well, okay, right, because, class, if you've ever watched your barber or beauty stylist, whatever that person might be called in your neck of the woods, they use the same scissors, they use the same combs, they use the same clippers, Okay. They use all the same tools, same hair dryer. They touch the hair dryer, you know, if they're going to blow dry it at the end of the cut. And that's the same pair of hands that they use to use the scissors and the comb. And it used to be that barbers would never, ever grab a pair of scissors or a comb without sterilizing them first. And a barber with a red and white barber's pole outside their establishment used to have to take a test and to prove that they knew about hygiene and to actually to prove that they knew how to shave you, a men's shave with a straight razor without cutting you. Really. And the test for a barber, and I'm talking about a guy back then, it would be typically a barber, not a gal, back maybe in the 40s, 50s, 60s, would be that they give a final exam, and one of the components of the final exam was the barber would have to shave a balloon, you know, a common balloon, and without breaking it, with a straight razor. So if you could do that, then you probably wouldn't, you know, be killing your customer while he's in the barber's chair. And that's all true. But, you know, did you want to get shaved with a guy from a razor that just nicked the guy before you?
Oh, and if I remember correctly, having gotten haircuts back in those days, mm-hmm. I think it used to cost 25 cents.
That's absolutely right. When I was growing up, a haircut was 25 cents, and then all of a sudden it jumped sky high to 35 cents. Literally, it was when I was growing up, a haircut was 25 cents. Hmm. Yep. And let's see, shaving a haircut, two bits is a quarter, right, Dr. Shealy?
Right.
So you get and before that it was a shave and a haircut for 25 cents. So are your contacts saying anything else? That are they saying to you anything that you would like to share?
No, again, to me, there is utter confusion and extremes of fear and derision, if you will.
Okay. Well, I've got a couple things I'd like to share, and then we can get into some other discussion. We're talking about the Corona panic. So, in our house, we used to, in the good old days, you know, like a couple months ago, we would get haircuts. We'd see the same regular person. I'm sure they're closed. And that same regular person, you know, month after month after month for years, you know, obviously knew us by name, by voice, and so forth, knew the family. And that business is closed. So the person that cuts your hair, touches your face, touches, if it's a gal, her apron, okay? And there's hair on the floor. They use the broom. They sweep up the hair that's on the floor from the previous customer. But that's the same broom that they touched for the previous customer. So now there's a lot of contamination potential. So I can see that getting a haircut is kind of a risky thing. And even if you look nice and neat and clean, that's a risky thing because you may be a victim. And maybe not today, maybe soon, you know, in the next couple of months, you may become a victim just because you look neat and clean. Another thing that I'd like to talk about is puppies, and we can do that in just a minute. We have Kiana calling us. Kiana, welcome. You're on with Dr. Shealy.
Hi, this is Kiana. I'm from
Kiana.
Missouri.
Mm-hmm.
And I wanted to see about treatments for MS that are alternative, especially for patients that don't have access to doctors that will normally prescribe alternative treatments.
Well, the only significant alternative that I know that could have a significant benefit in MS is gamma PEMF, pulse electromagnetic frequency. It does have an effect on every cell in the body. It's totally safe. And in my experience with a single MS case who's used it, it has made a difference.
Okay. And what about low-dose naltrexone?
I'm aware of it. I've never personally used it. It has mixed reviews, but it's probably fairly safe.
Okay. And I have a child that also has intractable migraines. She's 17 years old. She's had 4 years where the migraine has never gone away. We've tried every medication that they could throw at her, and nothing has really made a dent. And is there anything? We've tried the FODMAP diet, a lot of other things. Is there anything that you've ever found that can help with that?
The number one successful treatment for migraine is temperature biofeedback control. It works. Okay. If they will practice it within a week, most migraine patients can bring it under control. Learning to warm the right hand fingers mentally.
Okay.
Dr. Shelley, how would we do that? How would Kiana teach the child how to do this?
Well, in the old days, they used to, the insurance companies used to send out calendars that had a little thermometer on them. You can actually buy those little thermometers fairly inexpensively, glass thermometers, or you can get an electronic thermometer, and you hook it to your right index finger, and you measure the baseline temperature. It's usually cold in people with migraine. And so you begin talking to your hand, like my right hand is warm, imaging warming up. And most people can learn to warm the temperature up to 94 degrees. You mentally can learn to warm your right hand at 94 degrees temperature. That brings the headaches under control in a majority of people.
Okay. And I had one other question that is kind of on a different topic as well. I have a son who is 21 years old, and he has treatment-resistant depression with the MTHFR mutation, the most severe form. And he does take the L-methylfolate to help with that, but I was wondering if you had any ideas about some of the alternative treatments, like taking thyroid replacement therapy for treatment-resistant depression?
Thyroid replacement is good for thyroid, but rarely is good for depression. I have worked with only 30,000 chronically depressed people. There are many, many approaches to there, ranging from cranial electrical stimulation to the gamma PEMF device and some nutritional things, but that does require close supervision.
Okay. Well, you have given me some things to try. I really appreciate it.
Kiana, let me share with Dr. Shelley some of the information that I know about you. Dr. Shelley, I met Kiana over the phone a few days ago. I was interested in learning about puppies, German Shepherd puppies, to be exact. And so I happened to meet her, and I liked her over the phone. And she seemed like a very nice person. So we just, you know, the chat just happened. And so we were talking about all kinds of things, and her MS came up. And I mentioned that you were on the air with me talking with Julia Shopik. And Julia Shopik, S-C-H-O-P-I-C-K, wrote a book called Honest Medicine. And in that book, there is a discussion about low-dose naltrexone. And Kiana was interested in pursuing that, and she's learned about Julia Shopik. She has heard about you prior to this. And Kiana, can you hold, and we'll talk a little bit more about this when we come back?
Sure.
Okay, great. All right. So Dr. Norm Shiel is with us, MD, Springfield, Missouri, and Kiana's with us. And she's in Missouri. We'll be right back.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay Heating Wraps and Pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed
designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Class, Dr. Norman Shealy is with us. NormShealy.com, NormShealy.com, NormShealy.com. That's the website if you want to get your vitamins, mineral supplements from the same place I do. You can get them right there. You can order them on the Internet. And we have Kiana with us, and she's in Missouri, and she has MS. And she and I were talking about Dr. Shealy's interview right here in class with me and Julie Shopik. And so she had heard about low-dose naltrexone, Dr. Shealy, and she was wondering if she could maybe do a consultation with you, either video or telephone. Do you do that kind of thing still?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we've always done Skype, Zoom, telephone, whatever.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And and the PEMF device, that the gamma PEMF device, you mentioned that. What would be Kiana's best shot at treating her multiple sclerosis from what you know so far?
Well, my own experience suggests that this has a mellowing, if you will, and cutting down on exacerbations, et cetera, better than anything else we've tried. It does need to be used a minimum of an hour or two a day, but that's, you know, my choice at this particular point.
Okay. All right. Do you have anything else that you wanted to ask Dr. Shealy?
Well, using this device, does it help with cognitive symptoms or just mainly the physical symptoms?
Yes.
For both.
It's great for the brain. Its greatest benefit is in people with advanced, well, even almost Alzheimer's, but certainly advanced Parkinsonism, we've had remarkably good results. And in depression and anxiety, it's great.
And does it help any with reversing any symptoms that you can, like with myself, I have really bad memory. I forget everything, and I also have, you know, trouble with my walking, with falling, slurring speech when it's really bad. Does it help with the problems that are already in place, or does this keep new ones?
Well, my experience in that is primarily in people with significant problems like Alzheimer's disease. One woman, when I first examined her, couldn't tell me the day of the week, let alone anything else. Within a month, she could name the weeks of the month and the month and all that. So it has shown reversal, at least in that kind of memory loss.
Okay. And is it a device that you have to, you know, have prescribed by a physician?
Well, you know, you can actually buy it directly off my website. But if you want to find out, it's best if you, I mean, I like to try it here in the office for half an hour or so people understand its use, but it can be used at home without a visit.
Dr. Shilley, would you explain to Kiana what the pulse electromagnetic device is, the gamma device, how it works, what it looks like, and so forth, because I don't think she knows.
It's a round thing about 8 inches in diameter, and it looks like a coil. It's coated with a yellow plastic because some of my patients call it their halo, and therefore we made it look yellow. It is an electrical device, and currently it is a rechargeable battery device, so you can walk around with it. You don't have to plug it into the wall the way initial one did. Puts out 5.86 cycles per second up to 56.81 cycles per second every 10 minutes. It sweeps. Those are the frequencies of the various nerve centers from the head to the toes. And it just reestablishes the normal minus 70 millivolt charge in every cell, which helps circulation and function of the cells. In other words, in a healthy cell, at rest, it has a minus 70 millivolt charge. When it's not healthy, that charge might be minus 50 or 60, and this helps restore that, so it goes back.
Okay. Does it have any effect if someone were to have...
Kiana, we're going into a break. Hold your thoughts, write down your questions, and we'll be right back with Dr. Norm Shilley. We're talking about the PEMF device.
Attention all radio listeners who still need food supplies. If you've thought about the implication of food-related supply chain disruptions and are concerned about the coming quarantines, this will be the most important message you will ever hear. Here's why. In the next few days, all Americans will face extremely hard choices. If we've learned anything from China and Italy, it's that quarantines and enforced lockdowns are just a few days away here in the U.S. Listen, while dehydrated food is becoming scarce, you can still get enough open pollinated heirloom seeds to grow a 1-acre crisis garden. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables in the days ahead may actually be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand the nature of the threat. This could be life-saving. Lockdowns can last from 6 to 8 weeks. Get free bonus seeds. Special quarantine reports, too. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Government officials say it's going to get worse before the coronavirus pandemic in the United States gets better. President Trump warning yesterday there's going to be a lot of death in the coming week, though he also said...
Things are happening. We're starting to see light at the end of the tunnel, and hopefully in the not-too-distant future, we'll be very proud of the job we all did.
The U.S. now has over 330,000 confirmed cases of coronavirus, and the death toll from it has climbed to at least 9,600. The Department of Veterans Affairs is opening its hospitals to coronavirus patients. VA Secretary Robert Wilkie says 1,500 beds will be open to patients around the nation, and Wilkie says 100 beds are already open in the New York City area, which has been the epicenter of the respiratory illness in the United States. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Money, 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 money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how did it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Dr. Norm Shealy's with us, medical doctor. Kenneth's with us in Missouri. Kenneth, just to give you a visual of what this device looks like, as Dr. Shealy said, it's a coil. It's actually a coil of wire. It's an antenna, if you will, and about 8 inches in diameter. It's got a yellow covering over it, plastic covering, and it's driven by electronics that in the package is about the size of a deck of cards. So that's it, and it's non-invasive. It doesn't hurt. There's no pain, there's no bleeding, there's no incisions, and you just place it where Dr. Shealy's tells you to place it for the amount of time, and you repeat as directed. So, Dr. Shealy, if you could, please continue with your discussion of the pulsed electromagnetic gamma device.
Well, of course, some people sleep with it. Some people put it under their pillow. I can't put it under my pillow because I hear a clicking sound when it's under my pillow. Most people don't. But I can put it on my head and I don't hear a click. And you can wear it on your belly or any part of your body. No matter where you've got it, the whole body gets it. But if you've got it on your belly, your head gets about 50% as much as if you've got it directly on your head.
Okay. Does it have any effect if someone has any implanted devices? I have a vagus nerve simulator.
Well, it depends on what you mean by implant. If it's an electronic implanted device, you wouldn't use it. It won't hurt you, but it might interfere with the electronics inside the body, like a pacemaker. But as far as, you know, metal screws and rods and things like that, it wouldn't have any effect.
Okay. And I had one other question about, are there any particular supplements that you would recommend to people that have problems with nervous system disorders or autoimmune disorders?
Well, there are many. Of course, again, I recommend an excellent B complex, such as Dr. Shealy's Essentials, my youth formula, which is vitamin C plus MSM, astaxanthine, which is the strongest form of vitamin A, vitamin D3, which is essential for the immune system, and for most people, some taurine, the amino acid taurine, is quite a good moderator of nerve function, and magnesium lotion.
All right.
That's quite a mouthful, but...
Yeah.
Kiana, what you can do is, if you'd like, I'll send you a link to this broadcast. And you can find it on YouTube. If you want to look for yourself, you can go to the Ron Gibson channel, or you can go to Genesis Communications Network and find it right there and download it, and then you can take notes based on, because I know we're going pretty fast here for some of this new terminology.
Yes.
But, you know, however you'd like to do that, or if you want to give me a call. Do you still have my phone number? Don't read it on the
yes,
air, please.
Yes, I do. I won't.
Okay. You can call me after the broadcast. Well, call me, you know, around noontime or something like that, and share with me your email address, and what I'll do is I'll send you a link if you'd like to do that.
All right. That sounds great, and thank you very much, Dr. Shealy.
You are welcome. Have a good one.
And Vincent. Thanks.
Oh, you're certainly welcome. Kiana, yeah, thank you. Bye-bye. Okay, so that was Kiana. And Dr. Shealy, I met her because I wanted to learn more about German Shepherd puppies. And as we're going down this corona panic road, I thought that people would be extremely interested in puppies. And because of this lockdown. And some people think it's going to be over in a couple weeks. I don't think that at all. I think that this...
That's a joke. Does your...
Yeah. I think that this is going to last for years. The way of life that we used to experience in the good old days a couple of weeks ago is gone for the rest of our lives. And so I wanted to learn about shepherds, and I wanted to learn, you know, I think two shepherds is better than one. But, of course, you know, the consumption of shepherd food is 2X. And... but, you know, if you are in a situation where it's life-threatening and people are attacking you, it's nice to have two dogs defending you rather than one. So I wanted to learn about, I've had shepherds, you know, most of my life, but I wanted to talk to someone who is more of an expert, and Kiana is much more of an expert than I. So two males, here's what I've learned. Two males, if they're puppies, they might get along for a while, but eventually... one of them is going to show the other one who's the boss. And that could be a bloody confrontation for them and anyone who gets in their way. A male and a female would work fine, but they can't be brother and sister. Otherwise, so one of them will have to be altered, if you will. And that means going to the veterinarian. And who wants to go to the veterinarian unless you absolutely positively have to, because other people have been there and there's animals, and we know that cats can transmit this to cats, dogs can transmit this to dogs, and other animals can transmit it. So now the question is, can cats transmit it to dogs and vice versa, and can field mice carry this as well? So I don't know the answer to those questions, but I want to make sure that we keep our animals away from other animals. The best of all possible worlds would be two females, if you're not going to go see the vet, because they can't reproduce and they're not likely to fight with each other. They might, you know, just once or twice show, you know, the other one who the boss is, but, you know, without lots of blood. So that was where my discussion was leading, and that's how I ended up meeting Kiana on the phone. So I just wanted to share that. So what I found, I talked to a number of people about puppies and dogs in general, and what I found was quite fascinating. And I was wondering, what would the corona panic do to impact the price of, we'll call it purebred animals, you know, dogs? And I didn't know, because you could think about this and you could say, well, shoot, there's going to be a tremendous demand for puppies if people think that this is going to last a while, because they're going to want companionship. Then you could think the exact opposite. Well, it will drive the price down, because who's going to go get the puppies?
Like everything else.
Yeah. So I can tell you what's happened. Both have happened. So, for example, the individual breeders who sell to wholesalers, you know, we'll call them the Missouri puppy mill operations. They're finding out that the wholesalers don't want them, because the wholesalers can't move them because the pet stores are closed. Okay, so they don't want them. So now the breeders are selling them individually, but they're selling them at lower prices, some of them. Some are selling them at lower prices because they realize they've already cut out the middlemen. They're still going to make as much as they would by lowering the price, because the middleman is not in there, the wholesaler. And it can happen very quickly. They can sell the dogs very quickly, meaning in a day or two, a whole litter. The other thing is, other breeders are saying, you know what, there aren't a lot of puppies out there, and they want top dollar for them. So the prices are still high, as if nothing had happened. So what I found was, you could buy a German Shepherd for $2,500. Seems like a lot of money to me. You could buy one for $800, $700. Seems like a lot of money to me. Some breeders are selling them for $400. And if you buy two, $300 each. So the $300 price is the price of 20 years ago, as I remember it. So that seems, I mean, although that's a lot of money, it seems way more reasonable to me than, the $700 or $800 prices for German Shepherds. So I wanted to share that with the class. Dr. Shuler, do you have any comments about puppies living longer, puppies in the house, raising them, any of those things?
Well, there's good evidence that having a dog that you want increases your health and longevity, because it helps raise your oxytocin. Having the dog kiss you or stroking the dog actually raises your bonding, nurturing hormone.
Now, we're not talking about getting that saliva all over your mouth, right?
No. Just petting.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And we have a number of dogs here at the farm. And what's really wonderful about that is, if I sit down at the computer, they'll sit right next to me. And one will sit next to me, then a cat will come over, then another cat will come over. Because, you know, they don't want the other cats or dogs to get more attention. So everybody wants attention. And then they're all here. And so whoever sits down, they want to be right next to the family. And it's kind of it's a wonderful thing. It really is. So, but then again, you're going to have to, if you decide you want to buy one or adopt one, you'll have to be really careful. And I've talked to some breeders, and they're quite concerned about meeting people that they've never met before, because they don't know if the customer that they talk to on the phone, who's going to be over in a couple hours, they don't know if that person has been to the supermarket or, you know, the Chinese factory outlet or where. And, you know, what's on their clothing, what's on their hands. There's no shaking of hands. You know, everybody's wearing masks now. And I don't blame them. What are your thoughts about masks, Dr. Shuley?
Well, I think if you're going to be exposed, you need one. On the other hand, I don't wear one here at the office because we don't see patients who are that ill. And so I take my chances.
Mm-hmm. Well, and here's something that I remember from doctor's visits over my entire life, that, you know, your doctor would say, okay, open up, say, ah, look in your eyes, and, you know, to pull down your eyelid a little bit, left eye, right eye, look in your ears. It's really hard to do without touching the patient, right? Really.
Almost impossible.
Yeah, it's really hard to say, okay, open up wide when the patient has a face mask on. It's almost impossible to use a tongue depressor without touching the tongue depressor and without holding the patient's head. So it seems to me that medicine has got some interesting challenges, and I don't know, I can't even imagine what the answers might be as to how to do these things without a doctor physically touching the patient. You know, I remember the old reflex, that little triangular rubber thing on the end of a, you know, little hammer. What is that called, Dr. Shuley? That
reflex hammer.
A reflex hammer. Okay. So, class, it's a triangular-shaped rubber end on a hammer, and you know, the physician would tap your knee and to see if your knee would react and jerk. And so that was, you know, one of the things. Now, a doctor would touch your face, your hammer, the hammer of the tongue depressor, the,
Daily, the scope. My, whatever you call it.
What was that? We got something going on, Dr. Shuley.
An invader.
It wasn't here, I can tell you that. A physician or a nurse is going to touch a whole bunch of instruments, doorknob, you know, the lever to operate the reclining exam table. I mean, a whole bunch of things with each patient. And, of course, magazines. Do you want to read a magazine that's been read by who knows whom? That's a real challenge. Dr. Shuley, when we come back, I've got some things that I think we should talk about cleaning. For example, there's some reports on got to clean our house more often rather than less often. And experts, whatever they are, recommend.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. But soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need survivalist camps. The ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid, mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Okay, Dr. Norman Shealy's with us. Dr. Shealy, there's a an article on the internet talking about, you know, germ hotspots living in your home. And an alleged expert says, you know, you need to clean things that we might not have thought about. And, you know, we know about the kitchen counter, we know about the floors, we know about the rugs, but things like oven gloves, you know, we reach into the oven sometimes, you know, to pull out hot dishes or hot pans and things like that. They need to be cleaned and disinfected. Towels that, you know, we hang on the, some people hang them on the refrigerator handle, some people hang them on the oven handle. They need to be changed more often during the coronavirus panic. And so, for example, the towels that we use, we should wash them way more often. Whatever we think, you know, don't let them just hang and dry out and hang and dry out and use them over and over again. We need to wash them more regularly. And they say that we should wash the laundry towels by soaking the towels in warm water and a cup of vinegar and a tablespoon of baking soda. I don't understand that. I understand the vinegar and I understand the baking soda, but not together. Do you have any thoughts on that, Dr. Shealy? Washing towels in that much vinegar? It seems like a lot of vinegar to me.
I don't know what the routine should be. It depends on how often you use them. I mean, mm-hmm. maybe you only use them once a day. If you use them every hour, you're going to have to do them every day at least.
Mm-hmm. What we have done is, over the years, we put maybe a teaspoon of Pine Sol in with the laundry and wash those towels, you know, every day in the laundry. And I don't know if Pine Sol is the right thing to use. I don't know if vinegar is the right thing to use. I don't know what the best choice is. But we do use vinegar to disinfect the counters. Is that something that you recommend, Dr. Shealy, or is there something...
I use to wipe off the counter with a soapy sponge. Mm-hmm. But I would imagine vinegar would be okay.
Mm-hmm. And do you throw those sponges? Would that be a cellulose sponge? Is that what you're using?
Yeah,
Okay, throw that in the laundry? You know,
I just wash it in very hot soapy water.
Okay. All right, and there's information saying that you should wash your pillows and pillowcases more often. That makes sense to me. Washing pillows can really, really make them lumpy. But what you can do is you can spin them an extra time, and that's what we do. With our laundry, we have a conventional upright washing machine, meaning it has an agitator. It's not one of these new deluxe fancy ones. It's the old-fashioned type that's been around since the 1940s, probably, 1950s. And it has an agitator, and you lift the lid on the top. And what you can do is you can put your laundry in it, and after we wash our clothes, whether it's blue jeans or shirts or sheets or whatever it is, I or Mrs. Finelli or the boys will set it to an extra spin cycle, an extra spin rinse at the end of the washing cycle. And what happens is water will come down and be pulled through the clothing by the spinning centrifugal force. So more water will go through and rinse. And the reason we do that is to get off more of the estrogenic compounds that are in the laundry detergent. So that's something that we do, and I thought we'd mention that. But they say you can also, Dr. Shilley, what do you think about extra rinsing the clothes? Get the soap off or the detergent.
Well, my washer has a button you push for extra rinse, and I use that every time.
Okay. So we do the same thing. We do it before the button for extra rinse was invented. We do it that way. We just do it manually. So whatever you need to do, class, that's what you should do to do an extra rinse. And then it says put some baking soda on your rugs. Now we have animals, and they don't always wipe their feet when they come in the house.
And the time has come when our German Shepherd brings in at least one tick a day and then squashes it on the floor.
Isn't that nice?
The joys of the puppy.
Yeah. Well, you're talking about Tonto?
Yeah.
Yeah. What a nice dog you have. Absolutely wonderful. And
he is the world's friendliest dog.
Absolutely. I came over to your house one day with some fruit and nuts, and you weren't there, so I knocked on the door and knocked and knocked and knocked. And Tonto said, "Come on in, this is the way. Just put them on the counter right here."
Yeah, you know, all the delivery people love Tonto. He is so friendly to them.
Yeah, when we come back, Dr. Shilley, after top of the hour break, can you give us your advice and counsel as to how do we handle deliveries today? You know, the FedEx guy, the UPS guy, the U.S. mail guy or gal, if, you know, they come by with, you know, your mailbox. What are your thoughts? What are your concerns? How long do we have to be concerned about the coronavirus living on boxes, packages, the inside packaging? Do we wear a mask, gloves, respirator? What do we do? Dr. Norman Shilley is with us, and if you'd like to go to his website, class, and get those supplements that he was talking about, the youth formula with MSM, that's vitamin C with MSM, that's what I take, and the essentials, Dr. Shilley's essentials, his multivitamin, normshilley.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.